The intersection of Sugar Creek and Eastway Drive has no sidewalks, marked crosswalks, or pedestrian countdown signals. But that's expected to change by March 2015. It's the death of 18-year-old Brittany Palmer that's making it happen, says Charlotte Traffic Safety Manager Debbie Self.
I wish that we could build more of these and not have to have a very tragic situation to prompt our leaders in order to do something.
City Council approved money for a new intersection a few weeks after an SUV hit Palmer while she was crossing the street in front of Garinger High School, trying to get to a softball game. The city plans to install two sidewalks, add more signs, and remove a free-flow right turn lane to slow traffic down. Katrina White, the mother of Brittany Palmer, was among two dozen people who attended last night's meeting. She came away impressed.
I cannot believe the intricate detail that they've gone through to make sure that families are safe, because even when school is out, there are families that live around here, and on Saturdays and Sundays, they need to cross the street.
Construction on the $1.1 million project is expected to begin next year. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.